I feel bad about repeatedly posting these not really sexual things on GWA, so I'm putting this just on my profile. But I was reminded of another story, so I have to share it with everybody. This comes after the one I spoke of previously when I lost my earring. So the earring guy, he ghosted me like once or twice, and whenever I get ghosted, I get really upset, and I try to like find somebody else to hook up with so I can like forget the emotional pain of being ghosted. So during the first period of time where the first person ghosted me, I started talking to, and I'm sorry to say this, a frat boy, because this was back when I was in college, and I decided to meet up with this guy one night. So we met at one of, like, I guess one of the bars, like in the college town area that I used to live in, and there were like so many red flags, but I just simply couldn't see them purposefully. And one of the biggest red flags actually was that he didn't like public transportation. The first bar we met at, it was way too crowded, so we had to leave. And I was like, hey, what about this one in the next like little town area over? We can like take the bus. And he had this look on his face like, why the fuck would I take the bus? So right then and there, I should have been like, you know what? We can just not continue tonight. I'm an avid fan of public transportation, if that wasn't clear. But we decided to just walk down the street to a different bar. So we met, we had drinks. We sat in a booth together, and I wasn't wearing a bra that night just 'cause I wanted it to be like a little extra clear. Like, I would very much like to hook up this evening. Even though, like, not wearing a bra doesn't mean anything, like, at a societal level. But for me, when I'm on a date, like in public, I'm like, look at my tits. So, anyway. So we're sitting at a booth and we're talking. We're having a pretty good time. And he puts his hand like on my back, but under my shirt. And I remember he was so like surprised that I wasn't wearing a bra, which is like a strange moment for both of us. But we left together. He asked if we would go back to my place, and I told him no, I have psychotic roommates. So we went back to his place, which, like I alluded to earlier, was a frat house. Luckily, he had his own room. Good God, imagine if. Anyway. So he had his own room. We went up the staircase, which was like a windy, like 3-level staircase. I like tripped twice. It was dark. I had to use my phone flashlight. And we get into his room. He has like a twin bed. It's not like a dirty room or anything. It's just, oh God, it was so frat house room. So I'm like sitting on his bed, and he's sitting at his desk to like turn on some music, and he asks me like what kind of music I like. So I tell him mostly jazz, and he's like, okay, like some specifics maybe. And I'm like, oh, I've re like recently really gotten into like back into bossa nova, so like maybe Stan Getz, like the girl from Ipanema. And he looks at me and he's like, there's no way I'm gonna play the song while I make out with you. Another red flag. Who would resist, who could resist making out to a cool bossa nova tune? So I was feeling a little offended, but horny, so I just ignored it and I was like, haha, whatever. So he puts on, like, I don't know what he put on, but it wasn't bossa nova. So then we started, you know, making out, etc. And whenever I start making out with somebody, I'm really shy and like self-conscious. So I'm like really not a fan of tongue. And I usually like don't make a point to tell people like please don't like French kiss me. I think that's fucking disgusting. But this guy was like, "Why are you kissing me like that?" And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about. Like just doing the normal lip on lip action." And so but he kind of took that as like a way to start dirty talking, which was kind of hot. He said like my like dirty little cock is gonna, I don't think he said little. Anyway, he let's just have you use your imagination for this one. But he said something like pretty hot about how we were gonna have like disgusting sex. Why would I be afraid of using my tongue? Anyway, but I think he knew I wanted to be treated poorly, sexually, I mean. So, when, yeah, because my, on my dating apps, I would publicly say, like, I really want to be sexually dominated. So, but I would always specify just one time, which was like part of my joke, I guess. So, anyway, back to the story. So, we're hooking up on his little twin bed, and he, like, we start having sex, like missionary, I think. But then he, like, flips me over. And on the right side of his wall, he had, like, this really nice painting. Like, it was a re, I don't know what the word is, but he had purchased, like, a replica of like a classical art painting type thing. I did a major in art history, but it was like from, it felt like it was from the classical era. Anyway, so it was really beautiful, and I'm like, wow, I love seeing artwork while I'm having sex. But then when he flipped me over and he like grabbed me, well, he grabbed my neck from behind me, and he was like choking me, which felt obviously really good. And then he pulled my hair, all the like really like painful and mean things. And when I turned, so when he turned me around and started choking me, I looked up and he had a US Navy poster above his bed. And I like right then and there, I was like, that's Liz, that's the final red flag. Unbelievable. So, but the sex was great. Like, he, all the while he was choking me, he was like saying all these like really like horrible things to me, like calling me like a little bitch, disgusting, wanting, like, he was saying, like, I just want to choke. I don't know. It sounds like not as powerful when I say it in this context, but anyway, it was quite good. Then after we hooked up, I had the misfortune of using the bathroom on his floor of the frat house, and when I went in, it's like all urinal, so I found like one stall to have some quiet and privacy. And but the lights were like automatic, so they turned off, and then like a guy came in. It was so uncomfortable. It was just, anyway. So I got back. I went back into his room, and usually, like, I'm a pretty big fan of just not. Well, I'm usually really into like cuddling afterwards, but not in that context. I just didn't want it, and he didn't either. So it worked out for us. I remember like putting on my socks, and then I couldn't find my earrings, so I made him like do like a whole room search, and I very clearly said like, if like you can't find my earrings like right now, I'm gonna have to text you again, which he did find funny, so that's good. Sometimes I'll make a joke like, I don't know why I love to wear earrings when I hook up with men, but I was like friends with benefits with this guy for several months, and on our second hookup, I had been wearing these really big earrings. I like to wear, also besides wearing big earrings for hookups, I like to dress up and like wear nice earrings for exams. So on the second hookup with this FWB last year, I had just taken like a really hard stats final. So I was like really dressed up, and they were big enough that I had to take off during sex. And when I was about to leave, I was like, oh shit, my earrings. And so he helped me find them, and I'm like, now you don't have to text me again, which did not land with him. He didn't get it. Anyway, so back to the frat boy. We found my earrings. Then he wanted to get milkshakes. And since it was like my turn to pay, I was like, yeah, of course, no problem. But so we got into his Prius to drive to get milkshakes. But I, like, as the car ride progressed, I started feeling like more and more like just annoyed with him. I just didn't want to talk to him again or really anymore. So I was like, hey, you know what? I'm actually really tired. Why don't you just like, so I gave him my like Venmo username, and I'm like, just charge me like whatever I owe you from like drinks earlier and we'll be even. And I think this was really, really based on how like he had a US Navy flag above his bed. Like, I just could not, I just hated it so much. So he was like, okay, sure, like what's your address? And obviously I wasn't gonna give him my address, because I just didn't want to, like, at all. And luckily I had left my backpack, not my keys or anything, but I had left my backpack at my best friend's apartment. So I was like, why don't, so I just told him, like, oh, I live on like this street, which is not my street. Just, you can just drop me off at the corner of that street and I'll just walk down. So he dropped me off at the corner of the street. And then by this time it was like 2:30 in the morning, and I called my friend like 7 times, but she was asleep. So I called her roommate, my other friend, who was awake. So I got in, and then I snuck into my friend's room and took my bag and I left. And also, this is like kind of a bad habit, but usually after a hookup, like I'll shower or whatever. But the next day I'll just be so tired to like, I can't even pick out new clothes. So I was wearing the exact same outfit the next day, and I'm walking home from class, and I'm like at this one of the main intersections like that separate campus from the like bigger like college town city, and I'm going down the hill, and I see the same guy from last night pulling up the street, like walking up the street, and I'm like, okay, hopefully he doesn't see me. But he does. And he walks up to me and he's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, you know, just going home. And he's seeing hookups in broad daylight, like, usually doesn't affect me too much, but the extent to which I like lied to this man and just felt the strong urge to not talk to him after having sex. And so he was like, I'm headed up to the bookstore. Do you want to come? And I'm like, oh no, I have lunch plans. And he was like, okay, sounds good, see ya. And he shook my hand, which is like the I shake people's hands when I don't want to like hug them or like kiss them. Like, I, in sophomore year of college, I had this like sort of friends with benefits, and we, before like school ended for the summer, we went out to get like pie together to like hang out, and he like put his arm around me on the bus on the way back from like our hangout session, and it made me feel so like physically uncomfortable. And then when we got back to my apartment to say like goodbye, he like leaned in for the kiss, and I gave him the hand to shake. So handshakes hold a very, in a sexual / romantic context, handshakes make me feel uncomfortable, to say the least.